Good morning. This is Mark Gold with TopTerDak Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 17th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices for December corn down 0.75 cents at 6.89. December wheat up 8.5 cents at 8.68 1/4, and November beans up 3.5 cents at 13.87 1/4. The wheat was higher overnight as the Russians continue to send their kamikaze drones into Kiev. The Ukrainians were able to shoot down some of the drones, but some certainly got through and did some damage. But that's what's causing the higher wheat prices here. In addition, the outside markets have flipped around again. The dollar's down 77 ticks. Crude oil is up a buck a barrel. It's about $2 off its highs. About $2 off its lows. The Dow Jones is up 400 points. The bonds are up a point. Silver's up 70 cents. Gold's up 22 bucks. So we certainly would look toward higher prices here today if these outside markets stay where they're at. Now, we did see some rains in southern Brazil. They've certainly needed some rain, so that'll certainly help those crops there. We've got rains in West Texas, which they certainly need. They're talking about 2 to 3 inches. The Mississippi River seems to be getting a little bit more barge traffic through. The Corps of Engineers has dredged out a fair amount, and things not getting back to normal by any stretch of the imagination, but it's getting a little bit better there. Really not a whole lot of other news here. We've got the harvest continuing. After we get through today, there's a little bit of disturbance in, Michigan, Wisconsin, northern Illinois. We get through that, it looks like we've got a good 10 days of pretty good weather, back up into 70-degree temps by Saturday, Sunday. The freeze in this part of the world has certainly stopped any growth, but it's also, killed the weeds as well. So I don't think it's any big matter one way or the other this late in the season. The harvest pressure is going to continue for another at least 2 to 3 weeks till we get, both corn and beans more than 50% harvested out here. But it seems to me that we're been where we've been, really subject to the outside markets, subject to what Putin's going to do out here. The Chinese certainly talking tough. That may be a little bit negative out here. Certainly not what the U.S. would want to hear from the Chinese. But again, we didn't see any export sales here this morning. But there's plenty of week left where they could still, do some pretty good buying, at least in the beans. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.